I can hear it fine, I think. Yeah, I think that's fine. Can you hear the guitar? All right. So we'll get started, I guess. Hi, everyone. I'm Jer Jack Talcum. I'm here from Philadelphia, not too far away. Hey, thank you. I'm going to play some songs for you, and I thank Blue Jean Hackman for inviting me to play here. A couple days ago, I think it was. Thursday. And I said, yes. Obviously, that's why I'm here. But really, I didn't have anything else to do this weekend, so I figured, why not? And so here I am, and I'm going to play some songs. This is a song from a band that I was in the 80s and 90s called the Dead Milkmen. It's, a little a fictitious song you'll hear. Sad song.
Lining rows to stick tubes up Scotty's nose. There is a field where Scotty used to play until on the orange number 42 stumped in it one day. I think it's so funny. Crying rainbow tears. One day our dog went out to play. Instead of gray, he came back colored yellow. The chemical men said stay mellow. It happens all the time. Now Scotty's skin is lime. It's so funny. I laugh until I cry. Just me and God. Watching Scotty die. Just me and God. Watching Scotty die. Fight and one pool tonight. He hits me in the back, but I
Here's one I wrote with Rodney Anonymous. He was a Dead Milkman. He was actually the lead singer of the Dead Milkman. And also played the keyboards. I played the guitar, and I also sang a lot of the songs. But, and sang backups. And this one is by Rodney. Dead Milkman song. This one goes out to anybody here who has a 2-year-old daughter who likes the song. I
Sean and I were the kings of Woodstock. You know it's true deep in your heart. Greasy guys with gold, but may if only Hendrix had been so smart. Pete Townsend wouldn't be so deaf if he'd followed Sean and I's advice and played some nifty doo-wop songs that even your mom would think were nice. Keith and Janice went away, but Sean and I are here to stay. I don't care about Joe Baez. Sean and I can wear my vest. Sean and I, Sean and I, Sean and I. We're the kings of the 60s. Deep in your heart, you know it's true. All those guys at Berkeley dressed like Bowser, they didn't like the Stones or the Who. Sha-na-na didn't need flower power, they didn't drive a yellow submarine. Yet they were the ones who called the shots. Yeah, Sha-na-na really made the scene. Keith and Janice went away, Sha-na-na are here to stay. I don't care about Joan Baez. Sha-na-na can wear my vest. At least it rhymes. Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na-na, Sha-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na shot Kennedy. Sha-na-na stabbed that guy at Altamont. Sha-na-na started the Peace Corps. Sha-na-na were the first astronauts. Sha-na-na let students sit ins. Sha-na-na grew organic food. Sha-na-na joined the Black Panthers. Sha-na-na just never seemed to fit in. Well, you can move to Montana and listen to Santana, but you still won't be as cool as Sha-na-na. Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na-na, Sha-na-na.
About Sha-na-na, my favorite 60s band ever. This is a song written by one of, actually my favorite 60s artist ever, besides, not in a band, but I don't know. Okay, this is by Bob Dylan. Yeah. In that same period of virtual 60s music. You probably know it. Must a man walk down before you can call him a man? And how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist
see. And how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times does the cannonball fly? Wait. Man turn his head before pretending he just doesn't see. Oh, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Look up before he sees the sky. How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? And how many deaths must it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Sorry, I messed up that lyric. I always mess up something in that song. I don't know why. It's such a simple song, but so beautiful. Okay, so timely. Blah, blah, blah. Banter, banter, banter. All right, here's another one of my own. Let's see. Based on true story. Girl came on after I typed in a friend's screen name wrong. She was only 14, but she seemed pretty keen, and it seemed like she was leading me along. But she wasn't really 14, of course. And she wasn't really a she. She was a guy who worked for the FBI. I had not sent those dirty links. I wish I had not typed those naughty things to the undercover pig. Now I'm caught in a sex sting. Vigilante, accessible sex offender registry. Sexting. I wish I had not sent those dirty links. I wish I had not typed those naughty things to the undercover thing. Now I'm caught in a sexting. A song, a love song I like to do for you. We all like to be in love, and don't we? I like to be in love.
desire. You make it easy for me to stay true. We'll take a walk along the tracks. I'm feeling empty, could use a donation. And the night air feels cool on my back. Alcohol, alcohol, that's all. Bottom of the river, under the bridge for the passenger train. I gave you my heart, I gave you my liver. I gave you my love, and you took my pain. Alcohol, alcohol, that's all. Alcohol.
I'm gonna do a Dan Milken song now, again. This is from the album called Beelzebubba. It was originally written for a kitten. It's nice, quiet. It starts out nice and quiet. Hey kitten, what you doing? Wanna play the guitar? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound? Guitar. Hey
baby, what you doing? Playing with your rattle in your plastic car. You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the home window. You say, what's that sound?
Another song from that same album, Beelzebubba. This is one that Rodney wrote the lyrics for and sang also. And it's a nice little pick-me-up we called Life Is Shit. So. I ran into a friend of mine. He said he's gonna take some words and make them rhyme. He said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can only fool half the people all of the time. I said, I do believe this is true, and would you like to go and sniff some glue? We'll float to where the skies are blue and think of things both bright and new. And on a pretty Sunday morning, a bunch of pretty Baptist girls linked their pretty hands and sang, life is shit, life is shit, the world shit, the world is shit, this is life as I know it, this is life as I know it. And in the sky I saw Richard Nixon, he was smoking Lacy with Mr. Dixon. He said, son, there's something I must say. I do believe I found a better way. And then a vision came, and I knew it was Bob Crane. And Bob sang, life is shit, life is
shit. The world is shit. The world is shit. And this is life as I know it. This is life as I know it. And when my friend and I were done, we went to rest upon the sun. Cause life takes from us the things we love and robs us of the special ones and puts them high where we can't climb, and we only miss them all the time. And we sing, life is shit, life is shit. Life as I know it. This is life as I know it.
Along the same lines. Life sucks, then you die. Then your soul gets sucked into the sky. Birds sing, I wonder why. I eat a bowl of cereal inside. Your feet are on the ground, but the world keeps spinning you around. Big deal. Big deal. Time flies, time crawls. You're a prisoner trapped between its claws. Life sucks sometimes. You gotta learn to live between the lines. Your feet are on the ground, but the world keeps spinning you around. Big deal. Don't be down, I'll be your stupid happy clown. Keep your chin up in the air. Shake your body like you just don't care. Birds sing, babies cry. Life sucks and then you die. Song from the Beelzebub album. This is the last one I'll do from that one. You're familiar with it. Woo!
took a walk to zip her head. I met a girl there and she almost stopped me dead.
But that girl, please look
at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bow? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know.
Punk rock girl, give me a chance.
Let's go slam dance, we'll dress like Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said,
no, we only have it iced.
So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was the verse of California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. There we go. Father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as a Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. Kid security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nicks and they said, we don't got the music to work here. If you don't have Mojo Nicks, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? She said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl! A while, let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, clutch banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel all the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Thank you.
Hackman's got no business. Cigarette. This might be a little too fast for me to sing it, but I'll try. She stands in the corner, decked out in raspberry jeans, waiting and watching, and here he comes. He pulls up beside her in a sporting machine, rolls down the window and hands her a bag of plums. Plums, either me tails, and they'll make you feel great. Stop, toss plums, then he hops in the car, sticks to gas. She says, it's getting late, kids drive fast, you're not going too fast. Oh, freeway. Riding on the freeway, cruising, yeah, you're really cruising. When the plums take effect, yes, the plums suddenly juice her mind. She's no longer a nervous wreck. Now her nerves are blind and she goes by. Great, she says, but he already knows it, cause she's fingering his hair and biting his toe. She's really pulled out, and in her eyes she shows it. She says, what's the hurry? Let's drive more slow. Moisture drips from her edible lips. He looks into her eyes, and he's quick to realize that he better pull over before he gets...